Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
Greetings. This is episode number 27 of Worldwide Wonderful Women. The title of this episode is Deep Down Desire. What I would like to do in this podcast is to share with you an excerpt from our book, Dropped But Not Broken, which is available on our website. Erica glanced down at her watch to see how much time was left before she would depart for lunch. Her two close friends at work were taking her out to celebrate her 30th birthday. All she had to do was deliver the completed project to the accounting department, and she would be ready to go. While en route to deliver the documents, she reflected over the years that had so quickly passed. She remembered how she always had this deep-down desire to be loved and swept off her feet by Prince Charming. She recalled the dolls she used to play with as a young girl and acting out a whole love scene. Here, she was approaching another birthday and still no wedding ring. She chuckled at how limited her thinking was back then. God had fulfilled this deep-down desire for love in a way she had never imagined, and it did not include Prince Charming. Revelation chapter 4, verse 11 states, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created." Furthermore, Romans chapter 11, verse 36 states, "For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen." The Godhead together has created all things that include spouses, family, and friends. It includes everything in the heavens, on the earth, and below the earth. It includes what you can see and what you cannot see, such as spiritual rulers and principalities. God has existed before anything else, and He holds all creation together. God, who created all things according to His desire, desires for you to be in relationship with Him and experience sincere love. Jesus prayed in John 17:21, "I pray that they will all be one, just as you and I are one, as you are in me, Father, and I am in you. And may they be in us, so that the world will believe you sent me." It has already been established that God is love, and the relationship among the Trinity is one of love. Additionally, 1 John chapter 4, verse 16 states, "And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him." This God, who is love, has given you a God-given desire for love. You were created to be in a love relationship with God and others. The rest of your time on earth will be the perfecting of these relationships. It has been recorded that individuals on their deathbed have regrets due to a lapse in some relationship, not money or prestige. Again, this deep-down desire has been placed in you by God. According to God's design, there are two main desires that you have in your life. You have a desire to receive sincere love, and you have a desire to give sincere love. These two desires are designed in such a way that they were to be met in God first and then in others. These two desires or needs are at the root of many relationship quarrels. Adam and Eve's relationship in the garden is a great example of this. Adam and Eve had a desire to receive and give love, and God met that need. They lacked nothing. They did not even need clothes, and neither did they need to go shopping to get anything else. Everything was taken care of, but they became dissatisfied once they gave in to Satan's temptation. Eve turned and thought God was withholding something from her, and she may have thought, "No one is going to deny me. I am going to get my needs met," only to find out that it led to sin and corruption. Adam put his relationship with Eve before God, and he too fell into sin. Both of their desires were corrupted when they selfishly tried to have them met by thinking they knew better than God. You will make the identical mistake when you think you know better than God how to get your needs met. If you put other people and other things before God, you too will go without your love desires being met. You have probably witnessed Christians in the church who have these deep down desires, but they're not being met. In Romans chapter 12, verse 9, it says, "Love must be sincere." Well, what is sincere love? This is not a human or worldly love. It is a love that only stems from God. Note the scripture says, "Love must be," not "should be," not "can be," but "it must be sincere." When looking up sincere, here are some of the ways in which sincere love is described. As you read this, think about whether you are receiving this type of love or whether you are given this type of love on a continuous basis. Sincere love is genuine, pure, honest, devoted, truthful, faithful, wholehearted, and unconditional, and void of pretension, hypocrisy, and exaggeration. Does that describe the type of love that you're experiencing? Do you know what type of love it describes? It describes agape love. Agape love is the Greek word for God's love. Only God has the ability to provide this type of sincere love, which is truthfully consistent no matter what takes place. It is not hypocritical, neither is it with any exaggeration. So only God's love, agape love, is able to be the sincere love just described. It alone can fulfill the need He put in us. It alone provides the ability to receive this type of love and to give this type of love. To love from the inside out. There are some single women who are not functioning in agape love, but are exercising all kinds of sexual passion and pleasure outside of marriage. Then, sad to say, there are married women who get to the point where they are not interested in any kind of relationship with their husbands sexually. So we have it all backwards in society. Married women are the ones who should be free in exercising erotic love, but some do not want to even be bothered. God lets us know what agape love looks like when it is functioning within a relationship. Of course, relationships are made up of individuals. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 to 8, God lets us know what agape love looks like when it's functioning within a relationship. And this agape love of God never fails. God also gives us an example of what it looks like when man is functioning in his human, worldly love. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 and 5 says, "But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power." This is quite different from how agape love operates. The Trinity has always functioned in a love relationship. From the beginning of time and for all eternity, you have been made to function in this love relationship with them. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11 states, "He has planted eternity in the human heart. But even so, people cannot see the whole scope of God's work from beginning to end." As a Christian woman, have you been deceived into trying to get your deep down desire for love met differently from God's design? Are you turning to other people or putting other things ahead of God, thinking that they're going to fulfill your God-given need to receive and give love? Remember what Jesus prayed for in John chapter 17? Do you think God's heart is grieved when you try to get your desires fulfilled in a different way than His design? Yes, indeed He is grieved. And if your love relationship is lacking with Almighty God, your love relationship will lack on a human level as well. Sincere agape love does not exist apart from God. Your God-given desires will not be met unless they are fulfilled in God first and then in others. When you seek God's kingdom first, all else will be added to you. That's Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, which states, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." This is important for you to remember. Sooner or later, along with the entire human race, you will agree there is definitely no substitute for God's agape love. So ladies, this deep down desire and this real true need that you have to receive and to give love has been given to you by God. And yet we have to be careful how we fulfill that desire, that true need. And so I pray that you would turn to God and ask Him to help you first to have that need, that desire fulfilled in Him, and then to lead you and how to have pure and sincere relationships with others. You can always contact me through our website. I would love to hear from you. And let me know how we can pray for you and any other topics that you would like for us to address here in our podcast. We are here to serve you and to encourage you. Well, until next time, smile. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening to Worldwide Wonderful Women. We trust you enjoyed the program. Please take a moment to leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help us continually encourage others around the globe. We also invite you to go to twmforjesus.org. That's TWM, like in Mary, FORJESUS.org, to download your free gift and see other resources to help you live in divine power. And oh, don't forget to tell your friends. Until next time, be strong and of good courage.